Joseph was an elderly, nay, an old man, very old perhaps, though hale and sinewy.
"The Lord help us,"
he soliloquized in an undertone of peevish displeasure, while relieving me of my horse, looking meantime in my face so sourly that I charitably conjectured he must have need of divine aid to digest his dinner, and his pious ejaculation had no reference to my unexpected advent. Wuthering Heights is the name of Mr. Heathcliff's dwelling, Wuthering being a significant provincial adjective descriptive of the atmospheric tumult to which its station is exposed in stormy weather. Pure, bracing ventilation they must have up there at all times, indeed. One may guess the power of the north wind blowing over the edge by the excessive slant of a few stunted firs at the end of the house, and by a range of gaunt thorns, all stretching their limbs one way, as if craving arms from the sun. Happily, the architect had foresight to build it strong. The narrow windows are deeply set in the wall, and the corners defended with large jutting stones. Sophia glanced back towards the playground entrance, where her mother was still watching. Then a lucky thing happened. Mummy started talking on her mobile, which meant she stopped looking over, and this was Sophia's chance. She grabbed the rung above her head and began to climb. The rungs got narrower the higher she went, so by the time she got to the pointy bit of the rocket, there was only just enough room for 2 feet right next to each other.